We would like to speak to you about the power of not panicking, which seems an odd lesson, we know. But so much of the value of life and so much of what you learn is actually obscured by your own panic. Because of the perfectionistic nature of the teaching that you have received, and because we are in a time when it is time to expand who you are, a thing you cannot afford is to be panic-stricken when you see a thing that you need to face or to change or to alter in some way. That panic will make you resist knowing what you know. So what we want to say to you is the enemy in any situation is not knowing what you know. And of course, since panic is fear in one of its many forms, when you see something, if your energy begins to compress, then you are not going to be able to deal well with it, because you will be dealing with what you see from fear. If you simply see it and look at it, and you stay in a place of love with yourself, then your energy will expand, and you will be able to see a wider, what would we say, scenario. And in that scenario, you will be able to make better choices. Now, what happens then? Let us say that we see a flawed part of ourselves. And the body goes into fear, and it goes into narrowness, and it goes into panic. You understand, when your energy has closed like that, you are very likely to make bad decisions based on what you saw. You are very likely to throw yourself into something, to either run away from what you saw or to overcorrect for what you saw. And this happens quite a lot. We are sure if you look back, you will have observed it in your own life. But you certainly can see it in the lives of others. So the enemy is not knowing what you know. The enemy is your panic about it. Now, what do we need to do instead then? We need to say, I see it. I do not judge it. I am not frightened of it. I am not going to go into this panic. I am going to see it, and I will lovingly choose what I need to choose to rebalance it. And rebalance in this situation is a sacred word. It does not fall trippingly to the tongue, as many of the Old Testament or New Testament words do. It is a word for now, but it is powerful. When I see what is wrong in my own life, I am not going to panic. I am going to seek rebalancing. That allows my energy to stay wide, to stay expanded, so that I can look at how I want to approach this, when I want to approach it, the way in which I want to approach it. And that means that on an efficiency scale, I'm going to be far more efficient at correcting something I see that I do not like than if I go immediately into panic and narrow my energy and overreact in all the ways that one can. So this is a thing, moving forward, we want to remember. There is some confusion in your world about expectations. And this is another thing that can make a panic in your life. But when you look at this and say, if an expectation it comes through for me. By the way, that when expectation comes through, that can also create panic. And we do not want it to work that way. If it does not come through, that can also create panic. In either direction, the panic is the enemy. Not what happens, not what we know, not what we decide to change, but the fear and the panic. That is the enemy. You must always know what you know. That is because you are a child of God, and you were given the energy and the sensory abilities to know deeply and to know with wisdom, but not in fear. Not in fear. If you've ever seen someone approach a situation which is, shall we say, not balanced, in an angry energy, they are not going to help that situation because the anger makes them small. It may make them lethal, but it makes them small. And raging that energy into a bad situation does not heal it, does not change it. And so remembering that, we want to be sure that we are not doing that with ourselves. So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Feel a bright sun shining in your heart, and let it grow and fill your heart, and let your heart grow. Feel the warmth and the strength and the brightness of that sun. And this is the sun that helps you grow, that makes you brave and kind and expansive. And feel a ray of the sun move down and into your solar plexus. And let that sun's ray spread out and remove emotions from your solar plexus that may not serve your highest good. And feel the sun's ray move down into your second center. And let the sun's ray move the judgment and shame out of your body, whether it is aimed at you or outside of you. Move it all away so there is room for that center to purify and release you from pain and stress. Feel the sun's energy move down through you and into your root. And feel the sun's rays shining and strengthening your root, so that that root can hold your dream and draw from the earth to create that dream. And go back to your heart and send the sun's rays up and into your throat. And let the sun's rays remove the critical communication that might happen in your life. Move it out of your communication center. And feel that your communication center returns to the power of love as it was always intended to do. Feel the sun's rays move up and into your third eye. And let the sun's rays open and strengthen the third eye, allowing you to know more and to be safe in that knowing. feel the sun's rays move up and into your crown. Let the sun's rays open the crown and open it more widely. And as your crown opens, feel a liquid golden light pouring into your body. And the light says, I know you. I love you. I dream with you. I bring you joy and love and compassion and loving kindness. And let that energy fill your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your second center, your root. And feel that energy spread through your thoughts, down your back, across your shoulders to relieve you of burden, through the trunk to heal and relax, down through the arms and the hands to make your doing wise, down through your legs and your feet, so that you walk in the knowledge that the universe supports you, and you support you as well. And walk on feet full of wisdom that take you down the path that is your path, the path you are intended to walk. And feel the golden energy all through your body, and let it make a field outside of your body to draw to you in the best possible way what is yours, what is like you, what makes you strong and loved and abundant. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that the universe has left a gift for you there. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,